Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date, September 20th, 1952. Title of this episode is Casey Jones. We've got Red Foley in the host role, and this is another Prince Albert production. They were the sponsor. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, another big Prince Albert show starring Red Foley.
Now, Casey Jones was a mighty man, but now he's a-resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was a 6-8-wheeler under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made Fred Train boogie as he rolled down the line. Hey. Now when that farmer started ringing the bell, everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was a-coming to town on a 6-8-wheeler that was burning the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Hey. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as it rolled down the line.
Thank you, and a great big howdy to all of my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
And what an all-star lineup we've got for the folks tonight, Red. Here's Rod Brasfield and Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers, String Bean, and the entire PA gang.
Yes, and what a surprise we've got for everybody, Grant. All the way from Hollywood's motion picture studios, the one and only Smiley Frog Burnett. Yes, sir. Of course, Smiley is back there warming up the frog in his throat right now, but he'll be out here in a few minutes. Right now, here is a little guy from Hohenwald, Tennessee, the most comical fellow that I think I ever have known, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that there fine music. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Miss Brasfield.
Miss Foley, now, if I don't look like I'm myself or act like I ain't got any good sense tonight, it's because I slept on a pool table last night and I'm all balled up.
You are a killer. Rod, what have you got to say for yourself this evening, huh?
Say for myself?
Yeah.
Well, Red, you know what we always say about this time of year. Summer is gone, winter drawers on. That just kills me to get what I get off. Howdy, friends. It's sort of cool tonight, ain't it?
Yeah.
Getting a little cool.
Sort of Foley.
Yep, sure is. You know, Mr. Foley, you wouldn't know it just to look at me, but I'm the kissing champion of Hornwall. Yes, sir, by Ned, I am. I'm the kissing champion of Hornwall and also the neighboring city of Shirttail.
Shirttail?
Yeah, Shirttail.
Where in the world is that?
Down near the county seat. Hey, Red, you don't believe it, but by Ned, I am. I'm the kissing champion, boy.
Yeah,
Don't you believe it?
Yeah, I believe you, Rod. In fact, I heard some girls talking about it.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Sure enough.
Yes, sir.
What'd they say, Red?
Well, they said, did you ever take a good look at Rod Brasfield?
Yeah.
What a kisser.
They did? What a kisser. Flitter. You can stand there and laugh if you want to, but I know one gal that thinks I'm handsome.
Yeah, what, one of them Lee sisters?
Lee sister, yeah, yeah. One of them Lee sisters. You know old Ug Lee? We and her walking around the other night, she says, Rodney, take me in your arms and kiss me, boy. Kiss me till the cows come home. I said, I'd just as soon wait and kiss one of them cows when they get here. Hey, Red.
What?
Talking about cows, by Ned, I'm the best milking hand you ever seen, buddy.
You are?
Yes, sir, boy. I
Rod,
mean,
you know it's not easy to milk a cow correctly.
Oh, Red, ain't nothing to it. It don't be silly. Any little jerk can do it. Hey, Red.
What?
Didn't I tell you they had the police call out for my Uncle Sipe last night?
They did?
Yeah.
What in the world happened?
Well, he got locked up by accident in a liquor store.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In a liquor store?
Yeah, boy, you ought to hear that there police call. Feller says, calling all cars, calling all cars. Man locked in liquor store. Proceed with caution. Man may be loaded. Red. Speaking of Uncle Sipe, when I was coming up here tonight on the bus, I looked out the window and looked up at the, and I looked at the moon and I thought of Uncle Sipe.
What made you think Uncle Sipe?
It was a full moon. Hey, Red, I want to ask you a question.
All right.
What part of the human being, the human anatomy, is the yet?
The what?
The yet. Y-E-T, yet. What part of the person is the yet?
Wait a minute, Rod. I don't know. Why?
Well, I got a card yesterday. Got a card yesterday from Aunt Lyler.
Mm-hmm.
And she said some fellas was a squirrel hunting out back of their house the other day. And one of them accidentally shot her daughter with a .22 rifle. And the bullet was in her yet. Hey, Miss Foley.
What?
You know, the fire's been going on here all week.
State
fire. I went out there last night. Boy, I had me some fun.
You really
did?
Yeah,
sure did have some fun.
Felt it made, all over.
It, yeah, it made me think of when I was a little bitty boy, Red, at home where I went to the fire one fall. And my daddy says to me, says, Rodney, now whatever you do, don't you go in none of them girl shows where they got that there dancing, that there hula hula dancing.
I don't blame him, yeah.
Yeah. Says, don't you go in there, son, because you might see something that you oughtn't to see.
That's right.
Well, you know what I do?
What did you do?
I sneaked off and went in there.
You did?
I went in one of them, and Red Barnett Paul was right. I seen something more than to see.
What'd you see?
Huh?
I said, what?
My daddy's sitting right on the front row.
They loved you tonight, but don't go too far because I want you to hear what my buddy has to say.
No matter whether you're smoking a 10-cent corn cob or a $100 meerschaum, it's the tobacco that really matters. That's why we recommend mild and tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. PA is easy on the tongue due to Prince Albert's wonderful no-bite process. Yes, the bite's out and the pleasure's in. You'll find Prince Albert's easy to draw, too. Because the choice tobacco is crimp cut, packs beautifully into your pipe, and smokes long and cool from the moment you light up. Another big item in PA's favor, it's easy on the pocketbook. Yes, there's more Prince Albert smoking tobacco in the pocket tin now, and the pound size is a bargain as always for you pipe smokers. So make your next pipe full Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Take it easy. Smoke PA, mild and tasty all the way. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, tonight's very extra special guest has come to see us a couple of times before, and each time he's more entertaining than ever. His movies sort of keep him out in Hollywood most of the time, but every now and then he escapes and heads up our way. Friends, if you happen to hear a horse laugh, you'll know that he once worked in a cowboy picture with our good friend Smiley Frog Burnett. Yes, sir. Smiley, you know, we feel real, real honored having you here with us tonight.
Well, our doggies, Red, the pleasure is all mine. You know, I just wouldn't dream of turning down an invitation to this Opry. Besides, I need the money.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make you earn your keep around here, starting off with a typical Smiley Burnett tune, one that you wrote and recorded called It's My Lazy Day.
We'll do it for you. Yes. Yes. Well, I might have gone fishing. I got to thinking it over. And the road to the river, oh, it's a mighty long way. It must be the season, no rhyme or no reason. I'm taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Just you never mind a-calling, for I ain't a-coming. You can get you on by me, stay out of my way. For a little deep thinking would just drive me to drinking. I'm taking it easy, it's my lazy day. I ain't asking no questions, I ain't giving advice. I ain't dating any women, I ain't wanting to play. I'm just gonna look stupid, I don't want to meet Cupid. I'm taking it easy, it's my lazy day. I'm finding it easy to my own business. I'm keeping my nose out of everyone's way. Taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
My. Smiley, that sure was a tasty bit there. Just like Prince Albert's fine tasting smoking tobacco. Well, time now for a little musical meditation, friends, and that means that we're going to sing you one of the sweetest of all the old sacred songs. It's called The Last Mile of the Way. If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. Here the dearest of ties we must sever. Tears of sorrow are seen every day. But no sickness, no sighing forever when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot to you. Well, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty important on his mind.
If you men want a pipe tobacco that's easy on the tongue, then take it easy. Smoke PA, mild and tasty all the way. Yes, Choice Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco is specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. The bite's out and the pleasure's in. And if you like a tobacco that packs neatly and firmly in your pipe, yet draws easily, then you'll say okay to PA. 'Cause the Choice Tobacco is crimp cut and it's easy to draw. And once you light up, you got yourself a long, burning, smooth smoking pipeful. And a rich, fragrant pipeful, too. Why, even the ladies enjoy having the flavorful aroma of Prince Albert around. Now, in addition to being easy on the tongue and easy to draw, Prince Albert smoking tobacco is also easy on the pocketbook. So, men, make your next pipeful the National Joy Smoke. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, the old Hickory Singers never fail to come up with a welcome memory or two of the good old days. Tonight, the old-timer that they've picked out is one called In a Little Red Barn on a Farm Down in Indiana. Yes, sir.
In a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana, there lived a lady by back on a stack of new mown hay. Barnyard where the farmyard folks are pally, happy dilly dally, oh, all the livelong day. I'm a Hoosier who flew through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way. Where the farmyard folks are rally, happy dilly dally, all the livelong day. I'm a Hoosier through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way.
Plus, if you like your news fresh off the press, then you won't want to miss a word of what the boss lady of the Grinder Switch Gazette has to say. Here she is, Prince Albert's favorite princess, and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm lucky to be here tonight. I just had a sandwich across the street, and somebody told me it was one of them there old restaurants with a historical background to it. I'm pretty sure it was one of them old historical places, all right. I got a couple of eggs from the original Plymouth Rock. They had the funniest names for the sandwiches over there. They had a sandwich there called a mother-in-law sandwich. That's cold shoulder and spiced tongue. But now for some news from the switch. Red Foley, it's good to have old Smiley Burnett back.
Oh, he's a sight for sore eyes, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an awful nice fella, except he's always pulling jokes on me.
Yeah.
He don't mean none of them, but he does.
What did he say to you?
Oh, well, he said I'd gained a lot of weight since the last time he was here. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I lost 10 pounds last month. He says, turn around, I think I found it. But did I tell you, Red, that my cousin Cromwell is out of the Navy?
Cousin Cromwell? Oh, he's the lady killer, ain't he?
Oh, yes, all the girls just go for Crummy. That runs in our family, you know, all is attractive to the opposite sex, all of us, men and ladies and everybody. Well, so when he was out in the what you call the high wire, there was two hula dancers, you know.
Yeah.
Both fell in love with him.
Both of them?
Yeah, it was awful.
Well, tell me this, how did How did the two hula hula dancers decide which one was going to get him?
Oh, they pulled straws for him.
Oh.
Well, sir, Aunt Ambrosie, I'll have to tell you about her. No, but they wiggled out of it, all right. Well, sir, Aunt Ambrosie, she's been feeling awful puny lately, so Uncle Nabob thought he'd better call Doc Payne to come and look at her up there at the switch. And the doctor just took Aunt Ambrosie's pulse and stuff, and then he says to her husband, that's Uncle Nabob, that's Aunt Ambrosie's husband, he says to Uncle Nabob, he says, I don't like her looks. And Uncle Nabob says, I don't either, but I want to know what's wrong with her innards right now. So he told Uncle Nabob to go down and get her some medicine, and he got her some. It like killed Aunt Ambrosie. It won't the medicine hurt her, it is the directions on the bottle. Said take it two nights or running and skip a night. That is bad, them nights she took it a running. Them nights she had to take it a skipping, that like killed Aunt Ambrosie. Her not well, too. Well, sir, that reminds me of all the trouble we're having at the switch right now. Some of the boys down at the general store thought they'd play a joke on Lace Plodgett, so when he come in one night, they said they'd just been past his house and seen another man in there kissing his wife. Yeah. They did. They said there's somebody else in there, and Lace just sat down on a chair, and he just started saying, I can't understand it. I can't understand it. And the fellas thought maybe they'd went a little too far, so Doug Snyder says, what can't you understand, Lace? That your wife could be untrue by kissing another man? And Lace said, no, but I can't understand it. I've got to kiss her. But what's his excuse? Lake was the one that right after he'd been married about 10 or 14 years, he read a little poem about getting married, and I thought all you married fellas here and are listening in would like to hear it. It goes something like this. There's nothing like a wedding to make a fella learn. At first he thinks she's his'n, and later finds out he's hern. Bye now.
Kind of a sure, steady performance pipe smokers get from Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Yes, sir, you can always count on a choice tobacco like Prince Albert to give you fine smoking enjoyment every pipeful. PA is easy on the tongue because of the special Prince Albert no-bite process. The bite's out and the pleasure's in. Easy to draw, too, and easy on your pocketbook book as well. You light up a pipe full of the National Joy Smoke, fellas, and take it easy with Prince Albert. And now, how about it, folks? Don't you think it's about time we had another tune from old Smiley Frog Burnett, huh? Where is he? Yeah, he is. Just sitting down there making himself at home.
I'd sing one for the kids, shall
Smiley, we? Yeah, you got something sort of special here for the little boys and girls?
Yeah.
What is it?
Uncle Noah's Ark.
That's a good one, buddy.
Take it away, boy.
Now, long, long time ago, as you boys and girls should know, Uncle Noah built himself an ark. And for 40 days and nights, the rain was sure a fright, and the animals nearly tore his old ark apart. Oh, the duck went quack, and the cow went moo, the rooster's cock-a-doodle-doo, and the old tomcat sure raised an awful row. The little pig squealed and the billy goat bad and the bullfrog says,
biggest rain we ever had.
Uncle Noah's Ark's a madhouse now. Oh, the horses and the cattle and the fowls of the air. Even the long-eared jassack was there.
Quack,
yeah, the owl said who, woof, cock-a-doodle-doo, all were there in Uncle Noah's Ark. Oh, the duck went quack and the cow went moo, the rooster's cocky-doodle-doo, and the old tomcat sure raised an awful row. Wow! The little pig squealed and the billy goat bad, and the bullfrog says,
biggest rain we ever had.
Uncle Noah's Ark's a madhouse now. Oh, the horses and the cattle and the fowls of the air, even the long-eared jassack was there. Quack!
Yeah,
the owl said who, woof, cocky-doodle-doo, all were there in Uncle Noah's Ark.
Wonderful, boy. got, there's old String Bean over there, the Prince Albert Office Vice President in charge of banjo picking, and he's already started in on Little Liza Jane. String, let's hear it.
Well, I got a gal in Baltimore, Little Liza Jane. Streetcar runs right by the door, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane. Come, my love, and go with me, Little Liza Jane. We'll go back to Tennessee, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane. Talk about the pretty gal, aren't she mine, Little Liza Jane? Not good looking, but dressed and fine, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane.
Well, so friends, it seems like I've come to the point where I'd better be doing a little singing show here myself, and we've picked a ballad that we just recently recorded. We hope you folks will enjoy, called Are You Trying to Tell Me Goodbye? Makes no difference what I do. Seems like nothing pleases you. Are you trying to tell me goodbye? When you're kissing me goodnight, you don't hold me quite as tight. Are you trying to tell me goodbye? You know it would hurt me if we had to part. Are you just being kind to the dreams in my heart? Am I worrying in vain? Is your love for me the same? Are you trying to tell me goodbye? Apart. Are you just being kind to the dreams in my heart? Am I worrying in vain? Is your love for me the same? Are you trying to tell me goodbye? Friends, but that's about all the time we have for tonight. But before we leave, I'd like to remind all you good folks that regardless of who your favorite candidate may be, you can't vote unless you're registered. So be sure and register, won't you? We'll all be back in a week from tonight, and with one of the prettiest little gal singers you've ever seen or heard, Miss Sue Thompson. Meanwhile, this is Red Foley saying thanks a lot for everything. And one more thing, friends. Ask the man for choice Prince Albert the next time you buy your smoking tobacco. I bet you'll be mighty glad you did. Well, I'll be seeing you next Saturday night now at Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Tickets are always available. If you're planning to see, make a trip to Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry, be sure to write 13 weeks in advance for your reserve seat tickets. Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.